Slava comrades, you are listening to the 12th assault of the Forest Brother Audio Insurgency on RadioArian.com. This is your Lordship, Lord of the Northern Realm, Lord Goyhammer, and I will be your Field Insurgent Audio Quartermaster for about the next hour. Well, I hope everyone had a safe St. Patrick's Day. I spent the whole day pretty much with family, had a nice breakfast, stopped at a few local used bookstores, found a couple good reads I had on my want list, which I probably won't get to for a long while, but at least I will have them around when the time comes. Of course, the major metropolitan area was saturated with more crime than usual, shootings, drunk driving, and even people passing out in the drive-through line at fast food restaurants. That's pretty much low-tier, bottom-of-a-septic-tank type situations, but not uncommon for bigger cities. The blessing of diversity and democracy at its finest. First, for tonight, it needs to be said that the Saxon is an explorer, a fighter, and a thinker. From disparate tribes of Jutes, Angles, and Frisians, he was able to unite them all together and drive the splintered nation of the Cymry into Wales, naming the remaining country after himself, the Angleland. The man who best exemplified the Saxon spirit then fought off the Danes and the Vikings with the first fleet of fighting ships in Britain. He built the first universities that were open to all classes, first translated the Bible into English, and first codified the laws of Britain. His Norman brothers came next, and he fought them too, but this time it was his turn to submit, although not for long. As soon as he saw his chance, he was off again, this time sailing for the Americas, where his insatiable desire to conquer would return, and he fought for his life and for those he loved against the savage Indian hordes. Once more, he tamed the land, sowed his crops, and built his castles, eventually laying down to sleep, thinking all his enemies had been defeated. Only they had not all been defeated. There was one left, and he would need all his strength and courage to subdue. His own desire for material wealth had allowed an enemy within the gates that did not look too dissimilar to himself, and from his hook-nosed shadow of a man, a swarm of parasites flooded into his Saxon paradise, almost covering the sleeping Saxon entirely. Will the Saxon wake up in time to swat away the flies that are biting at his flesh? Will he rise once more and embody the spirit of his race, uniting his people in a whirlwind of blood and fire upon his mortal enemies? The soul of the Saxon knows infinity, and he has been waiting all his time for this moment. The first raid is by Zirius and Vanguard Collaboration, titled Infinite Saxon. We'll be right back. Jewish ritual murder was of such common occurrence in Britain and Europe that folk songs were even written about it. This one is called Little Sir Hugh, or sometimes The Jew's Daughter, and appears to be a blend of different stories about this hideous Jewish custom. Little Saint Hugh was a 9-year-old boy who was tortured, crucified, drained of blood, and thrown down a well by a gang of Jews in Lincoln, England, in the year 1255. The murder so shocked the country that they demanded the Jews be expelled, and Edward Longshanks finally kicked them out in 1290. The boy was made into a saint, and this song appears to be named after him. It takes place in Lincoln, and his body is found down a well. But in this case, the young lad was lured to the house of a Jewess, where she strings him up and drains him of blood. Obviously, more than one child was killed by the Jews in Lincoln, so this song must be a composite of those tragedies. The second raid is English folk performed by Steel Eyes Span, which is actually pretty good stuff. I like a lot of their stuff, but for some reason, I never heard this cover before. This track is titled Little Sir Hugh.
The rain comes down in merry Lincoln, so does it down the pond. So does the lads of merry Lincoln when they play at the ball. And up and spoke the Jew's daughter, oh, will you come in and dine? I can't come in, I won't come in without my playfair's nine. She pulled an apple green and red to lure the young thing in. She pulled an apple red and green, and that the sweet bearded whim. She's taken out her wee penknife, hung low down by the gorge, and twined the young thing of his life, and word he never spoke more. And out and come the thick, thick blood, and out and come the thin. Heart's blood, there was no life left in. She laid him on a dressing board and dressed him like a swine, and laughed and said, go now and play with your sweet playfair's nine. She rolled him in a sheet of lead and bid him lie and sleep. She's flung him into the Jew's draw well, was 50 fathoms deep. When bells were rung and mass was sung, went every lady home, and every lady had her young son, but Lady Helen, she had none. Began to weep, and she's run up to the Jew's castle when they were fast asleep. my boy, you, my dear sir, you, I pray it to me speak. Oh, lady, run to the deep draw well, if you knew your only son would see. So she's run up to the deep draw well, and knelt down on her knee. My bonnie Hugh, my dear sir Hugh, I pray you speak to me. The lead is wondrous heavy, mother, the well is wondrous deep. A keen penknife stakes in my heart, and a word I dare not speak. Go home, go home, my mother dear, and fetch my winding sheet. And it's at the back of Merry Lincoln, it's there we two shall meet. Go home, go home, my mother dear, and fetch my winding sheet. And bury me in the sepulchre with the Bible at my feet.
National Socialist Pirate Radio, during the war, every Wednesday and Saturday at 9 p.m., Charlie and his orchestra would hijack the airwaves and be 1930s meme music into Britain. At least a quarter of all radio listeners in the country heard the orchestra at some point, with lyrics that mainly mock Winston Churchill and poke fun at the Jews. This particular song is about the BBC and shows just how long they have been making fake news for. This next track is titled "Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf" by Charlie and his orchestra.
Listen to the BBC, BBC, BBC. Listen to the BBC, tra-la-la-la-la. Who's preaching world democracy, democracy, democracy? Who wants to make free people free, tra-la-la-la-la. First they won the war in France, then they said they had no chance. Each time the Germans did advance, how could they have a chance? They told stories so divine, often marched across the Rhine. Germans eat only rats and mice, but in England all was fine. Bye-bye Churchill, BBC, BBC, BBC. Your tricks won't work with Italy, tra-la-la-la-la. Why not give us different news, different news, different news? Skip those Soviets, skip those Jews, tra-la-la-la-la.
You cannot conquer Ireland. You cannot extinguish the Irish passion for freedom. If our deed has not been sufficient to win freedom, then our children will win it by a better deed, end quote. Commander-in-Chief Patrick Pearse. Although the quote is in regard to Ireland, the sentiment remains the same for all European nations. Stand up to tyranny, and do not let your nation crumble to dust. Alessar carries out the fourth raid with, "For the love of thy nation." Heavy artillery will be provided by Confbun from the shores of France for the fifth raid tonight. These French brothers play high-quality pro white metal, which has great production and has a very distinctive sound. This track is actually titled Confbun. Another first for the Forest Brother Audio Insurgency right here. This is a ska track by White Wolf, a Canadian band who produced an album by the same name back in 1995. This song is titled When the Ropes Stretch Tight. Rudolf Hess, really is an inspiration to us all. The man tried to bring about a peaceful end to the war and was rewarded for that with solitary confinement for the rest of his life. If anyone still has any doubt that we are up against one of the most evil regimes in all of history, just look at what they did to Rudolf Hess. White Law are a great band from Britain, and the singer Benny Bowman is second in command to Steve Frost in British Movement, Britain's only surviving National Socialist organization. They have just started producing a monthly podcast called Under the Sun Wheel, which is well worth checking out, and their YouTube channel is Sunwheel Studios. This track is titled Inspiration, Rudolf Hess.
Rudolf Hess, an inspiration.
Considering we had a new track collaboration with Zurius and Vanguard earlier, we are still fortunate to get a new track from Zurius, and of course it's always an honor to play here on Radio Aryan and the FBAI. This track is dedicated to Arctos Publishing, who have been making the anti-globalist message global since 2009. This track is titled Metapolitical War. As the FBAI winds down, you know the chances of being exposed to some extreme Eastern European artist from the dark shadows of the tree lines is more likely than not a possibility and a guaranteed killing blow to the enemy of our folk. I like to think of this next track by Hate Force from Ukraine as quasi-epic Aryan black metal trance, titled To Those Who Came Before Us. We'll be right back. The 10th and final raid of tonight will be executed by my absolute favorite neo-folk group, Forseti, from Germany. A Bendrot is a song about peacefully passing away, which under present circumstances is pretty much not an option for those of us that know what we are facing and what must be done to secure our existence and homelands. Having said that, I have no ale or mead in my horn this time, so all I can hold up is a cup of Dark Roast Columbia coffee to Longshanks and the other Roundtable Radio airing comrades. Nastrovia. The Forest Brother Audio Insurgencies are dedicated to past, present, and future white insurgents, NS guerrillas, and white separatists who will secure the existence of our people and a future for white children. Hail the order, and defeat never, victory forever, comrades.
Still lieg ich in welken Blättern, die der Wald mir hat gewebt, spüre kaum den Schlag des Herzens, wie mein Leben sacht vergeht. Ohne Kraft sind Geist und Glieder, öde Leere mich verschlingt, bis des Traumes süße Schwere meiner Seele Ruhe bringt. Aus meinen Wunden, die mir Lebensschmerz stattief, oder nur das Rot der Sonne, das über Abendhimmel lief. Wanken seh ich erste Schatten, bis auf jenes Rot erstirbt. Dunkelheit streicht um die Schläfen, um meinen letzten Atem wirbt.
Yeah.